Every day I hear from friends who are alarmed and, well, depressed by the current state of the Union. Democracy itself hangs in the balance, they say. War is imminent, they tell me. Racism is on the rise, they cry. The economy will go down the toilet, they moan. Idiots and imbeciles are running the government, they write. The sky is falling, the sky is cracking up, they scream. I confess, there are days, even weeks, when I feel exactly the same way. Liberal malaise, progressive polio, left-wing lassitude. It seems like it can't get worse than it does. Stormy Daniels spanks the president with a rolled-up magazine bearing his mug on its cover after he's pulled down his own pants. Then he tells her she reminds him of his kid daughter Ivanka. Sure, we feel queasy. Who wouldn't outside Judge Roy Moore? He hires John Bolton as his national security advisor, the guy who still thinks the Iraq war was a smart move and whacking Iran and North Korea would be even better. I guess I feel nervous. All that talk of who's got the bigger nuclear button on his desk. Now we got a trade war starting up, mostly against our allies. You could question the intelligence of this, I suppose. And yeah, I do. But what do you expect when half the cabinet and advisors are the flotsam from Fox and Friends? You know in your heart the Russians got something nasty on our commander-in-chief. Something so embarrassing he's willing to kowtow to about anything they pull. From Crimea to Ukraine, from nerve gas murders to election manipulations. Something even the Donald would shrink from having become public. Pissing prostitutes on film, who knows? Something even worse? Come on. In this era of daily outrage, why not? But I have to remind myself and my horror-stricken liberal pals, this is the same country that elected Obama, not once, but twice. The same nation that leapfrogged from a homophobic country to one that has made gay discrimination illegal and even included the trans community. You think that was possible a few years ago? Now we got the Me Too movement, the kids protesting the proliferation of guns, the Black Lives Matter movement. I know, we still got a bullying, narcissistic, ignorant real estate huckster for a president. We voted him in, a majority of us. I have to think, though, we'll see he has no clothes. And not just when Stormy is whacking his ass with his own face. God bless America when she stops laughing.